some people mightn't be that concerned about it, but play a very, very important role here, not just going out and detecting illegal dumping and so on and so forth, and especially up around our woods and the scenic areas, and going to investigate, carrying out investigations, carrying through, issuing fines and reports, but being very, very proactive with the people that are out there, the good voluntary people that are out in our communities and our towns and our countryside ground, lift up the litter, and working with them, supplying them and just liaising and advising them and coming into meetings and that type of thing. Unfortunately, we seem to have a number of changes in that section over the last couple of years. And eventually now we've been allocated now a full-time person, but now to be told that that full-time person has actually been shared with the NSO area. We need to have our litter warden working exclusively within the Lyfferton area. And NSO have their own full-time litter warden, and they're sharing hours, which doesn't make sense. I know what the past arrangements are, but that needs to be sorted out immediately. Every MD is entitled and is funded to have their own litter warden, and this is going on now. This temporary little arrangement has been going on now for the last 7 or 8 months, and it needs to be brought to a head.
It's not the first time that that's happened for this MD.
No, that happened previously. We had someone in the acting role. They were very, very good and got to know the job very, very well and had a great rapport with, as I say, with all the community groups, got to know the area. They weren't from this area, but got to know the byways and back roads and all where the vulnerable spots were, got to know the, you know, just to what was going on. And as I say, was worked very, very closely with the community groups. And I know a lot of groups were absolutely raging when that person then was moved into a different permanent role. But as I say, we have somebody there, and we're just not prepared to let these matters anyway just continue drip, you know, drag on and drag on. We need clarity. We need the person that's in the role now to be given this as their sole duty, to be here working full time, and that the community groups will know that that's the person on the job. So we did get a commitment today that we'll come back to the next meeting. I said, at least by January the 1st, we need to have this person solely in this role.